Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with this week's arrest on Capitol Hill of a documentary filmmaker who was trying to record a public hearing. Josh Fox, the director of Gasland, joins us. He is finishing up a sequel to Gasland and wanted to film testimony before the House Subcommittee on Energy and Environment from the Environmental Protection Agency about their December 8th draft report of links between hydraulic fracturing, known as fracking, and water contamination in Pavilion, Wyoming. We will discuss an apparently desperate attempt on the part of the Republican subcommittee chairman to suppress free speech and shape public testimony in an open hearing of the United States House of Representatives. Then we will look into the recent statement by Leon Panetta in a Washington Post interview that the Secretary of Defense believes there is a strong likelihood that Israel will strike Iran in April, May, or June of this year. The founding member of the Iranian Human Rights Documentation Center, Roya Hakakian, joins us. She is the author of Assassins of the Turquoise Palace, and we will try to determine the mindset of the Iranian supreme leader and his likely response to an Israeli attack. Then finally, we'll speak with one of the organizers of Occupy Wall Street, David Graeber, who played an early role in the movement. He was a professor of anthropology at Yale University and has a history of social activism, including his role in protests against the World Economic Forum in New York City in 2002. David Graeber is the author of the new book, Debt, The First 5,000 Years. And apparently we're having a bit of problems getting through to Josh Fox, who's supposed to be joining us live. He said he was doing another interview and would race across from one building to the other to join us. So presumably he will join us soon. Just to set the stage for the interview, the hearing took place last Wednesday before the House Subcommittee on Energy and Environment. And of course, testimony was coming from the EPA administrator for the region, the Western region that includes Wyoming. So the EPA official, Jim Martin, gave the testimony that the agency's analysis of geological conditions in the Pavilion, Wyoming area shows groundwater in the aquifer contains compounds likely associated with gas production practices, including hydraulic fracturing. This apparently led the subcommittee chairman, Andy Harris, a Republican of Maryland, to refute the study, saying it is a remarkable display of arrogance and disregard for the plain facts to attack these practices through scientific innuendo and regulatory straitjacketing. So there you have the EPA scientists saying that the groundwater is contaminated and the likely cause is hydraulic fracturing, and you have the Republican subcommittee chairman saying that it's all an arrogance and disregard of the facts, even though apparently the facts were presented to him. This is the same chairman who prevented Josh Fox from filming the hearing. He is making a sequel to his film Gasland on HBO, and clearly an open public hearing of the United States Congress is something that has always been, people have always been able to cover it. It's never been a problem before. I've covered a lot of them myself. They're quite open. It is, after all, a free country. And unless it's a classified select intelligence committee hearing or something of that nature, everybody and anybody is welcome to come in as long as they're not armed. And it is extraordinary to think that there was this effort made to prevent the public from somebody from recording a public hearing. And of course, it has echoes of so many things that are happening around the world on the part of dictatorships to suppress information that it is, of course, a total disgrace that this is happening here in the United States. And joining us now is Josh Fox, a film director and environmental activist, best known for his Oscar-nominated 2010 documentary Gasland, one of the most prominent public critics of hydraulic fracturing. He was arrested last Wednesday during a U.S. House of Representatives subcommittee hearing on hydraulic fracturing when he attempted to videotape a public hearing. Welcome to Background Briefing, Josh Fox.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thanks. And it's clearly a pretty extraordinary thing, isn't it, that an open public hearing before the United States House of Representatives in the Congress of the United States, the People's House, that they wouldn't let somebody record a public hearing.
Well, in fact, one of the congressmen on the Democratic side, when they saw what was going on, actually yelled out, "This is the People's House." So I'm glad you bring that up. But you know, I don't know that this has ever happened before. I've actually been trying to research this, if there's ever been a journalist arrested on the, in the middle of a congressional, or rather before the congressional hearing started, simply for doing my job of journalism. And, you know, just to clear up what happened, there is a protocol whereby you have to let the committee know that you're interested in filming. And then, in the past, when the Democrats were in control of the House, we were just said, "Okay, go ahead. We know who you are. Have at it. We have space for you." And it's more about having space, or logistical issues than anything else. And in this case, we felt that the Republicans were using this as an obstruction tactic to keep us out, and we had been experiencing this for a year. When we asked them about other hearings, that they were using this weird protocol or rule to keep us out, specifically us. And we know that that was the case because they said, "Well, you're not credentialed." Well, then we hired a crew that was credentialed. We actually hired two different crews that were credentialed. Those credentialed crews called up. The committee said, "Who are you working for?" They said, "Gasland." They said, "You can't come in." So this is definitely censorship by viewpoint. They did not want our cameras in there specifically, and that is a violation of the First Amendment. That is a violation of civil liberties, and, we're not sure. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet in terms of legal action, but I'm sure that something will happen, because you cannot simply say. We've recorded 100 public hearings around the United States. Probably, Congress shall make no law that infringes upon freedom of press. That's the First Amendment. So that includes their rules in the House, and we were not disruptive. We were not doing anything another news crew or a different crew would have done, and exercising our First Amendment rights.
But you weren't in there as a journalist to ask questions, to try and do any kind of ambush interview. You were merely there as a passive observer that was going to record a public hearing, right?
Yeah. Well, the hearing, and during public hearings, you don't generally have a chance to ask anybody a question. I mean, you could probably go off and ask after the thing is over. But yeah, no, I'm just there to record the proceedings because, there's a C-SPAN. The C-SPAN was not covering it, so it wasn't on television. There is a little webcam that shoots only one speaker at a time that is broadcast, but that's at the discretion of the House. I mean, actually, people were having trouble finding the webcam broadcast, and it's not broadcast quality. We wanted something that could be broadcast on HBO, which we were working for, or on other news channels if somebody else wanted the footage. That currently does not exist, so because we were kicked out. And, no, there was absolutely no intent of asking an aggressive question. However, the question of this whole hearing was an attack on science and an attack on investigation. The Republicans had created this hearing in order to attack the EPA, and that is very, very clear. And they were attacking the EPA in the case that's so important in Pavilion, Wyoming, where the EPA pointed to hydraulic fracturing as the likely cause of extensive groundwater contamination in that area. 50 times the safe drinking level, a safe level of benzene in the groundwater, 50 times. This is what they found in Pavilion. They found drilling chemicals and drilling fluids in the aquifers. And here is an industry that comes out time and time again and says there's never been a proven instance of contamination due to hydraulic fracturing. Well, here's EPA, our premier environmental protection agency, in a 3.5-year meticulous investigation, actually saying, "Well, no, we think that this is contaminating groundwater." So the Republicans set up a committee of gas industry lobbyists, the panel of gas industry lobbyists, to attack EPA's finding. None of the people on that panel would have stood up to the qualifications of doing a peer review. They were lobbyists. This was the intent of that panel, and we wanted to make sure that this ugly, ugly attack on EPA was being seen by Americans in a format that was going to be able to broadcast around the world.
And the point is that it wasn't recorded, right? Except in a non-broadcast quality webcam. The bottom That's line right. is that the Republican chairman Andy Harris, he was the subcommittee chairman. He was successful in fact, not having a videotape record of this.
Well, I was arrested.
Right. So you were the only
cameras in there.
Right.
And they had said to the crews that we had tried to hire, accredited crews, one of them who normally works for ABC, another one who does a lot of taping on the Hill, they had told those people, anyone who is trying to get in to this hearing working for Gasband will have their accreditation jeopardized. That's not intimidation of journalism. I don't know what is.
So the whole stacking of the deck against the EPA administrator for the Western Region, Jim Martin, who was giving scientific testimony based upon findings of the EPA that groundwater in the aquifer in Pavilion, Wyoming, was contaminated with compounds associated with hydraulic fracturing. The subcommittee chairman, Andy Harris, of course, said it's a remarkable display of arrogance and disregard for the plain facts.
With no irony, the Republican chair goes ahead and attacks the EPA for obstructionism. It was amazing.
Right.
Proving our point, right?
Right.
Proving exactly what we thought was going to happen.
Oh, it's just disgraceful.
So, here you go. I'm sorry, I'm getting out of the taxi. This has been a very, very, very intense media cycle the last 3 days.
I understand. So, it's been an intense program at this end too. So I think we'll wrap up now because we've sort of got other people waiting. But thank you so much for joining us, Josh.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and I'm thankful for the coverage.
Thanks a lot. Again, I've been speaking with Josh Fox, who's a film director and environmental activist, best known for his Oscar-nominated 2010 documentary, Gasland. He's one of the most prominent public critics of hydraulic fracturing. He was arrested last Wednesday during a U.S. House of Representatives subcommittee hearing on hydraulic fracturing when he attempted to videotape a public hearing. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with a leading Iranian human rights activist. The sacred land, it has seen many hands, it has wealth and gold, yet it is fragile and old and now the greedy souls just don't care to know all the changes it will confront. So speak out loud of the things you are proud of. If you love this coast, then keep it clean as it holds, cause the way that it